Jaguars fall 24-6 to the San Diego Chargers, and now it's off to London. And welcome to Inside the Jaguars, driven by Tom Bush Volkswagen. J.P. Shadrick with you outside of Everbank Field as the Jaguars begin preparations for the overseas trip on Monday. But back to the game on Sunday. The Chargers dominated time of possession. First six drives for San Diego, including all five scoring drives, went 10 plays or more. The Jags were within 11 with about 4 minutes left in the third quarter, but San Diego sealed the game with a Matthews touchdown run early in the fourth. So today the Jaguars turn their attention to the United Kingdom. This morning, preparations started with bag checks for the team and staff, including all team equipment. This afternoon, check-in for the flight with the TSA at Everbank Field, and then the bus to the charter plane at Jacksonville International Airport, a direct charter flight to Gatwick Airport in London. The team's scheduled to arrive at 8 a.m. Tuesday, London time. We asked Jags Director of Football Logistics, Hamza Ahmad, what is the most challenging part of traveling an NFL team internationally?
The unknowns. I think a lot of folks haven't done this before, but I think it's I want everybody to enjoy and experience the whole, you know, take advantage of this opportunity. So not a whole lot of people get to do this. Not a lot of teams get to do this. So I think it's going to be fun for everybody.
For the first 3 days, the team will stay at Penny Hill Park Hotel and Spa in Bagshot, Surrey, about 40 miles southwest of the heart of London. We'll have coverage of practice and all the community events all week in London and the surrounding area right here on Jaguars.com. That's it for today on Inside the Jaguars, driven by Tom Bush Volkswagen.